PIP is a basic form of no-fault auto insurance. It pays the first $10,000 of medical bills or lost wages resulting from an automobile accident, regardless of fault. The whole rationale of passing PIP in the first place, more than 20 years ago, was to reduce the cost of auto insurance. And it did that for a short period of time. Regrettably, it no longer does that and, in fact, is inflating the cost of auto insurance.
So what happened, Hank? What are the factors that have caused this PIP program to become such an expensive problem?
Well, the basic problem is that the incentives are all wrong. The incentives are to use up the $10,000 of insurance when there's even a minor accident. It also has spawned an entire fraud industry that preys on this auto insurance and creates phony accidents and has a whole array of phony clinics and phony medical providers who send fraudulent bills to insurance companies. And since the first $10,000 is what everybody is paying for, we all pay a lot more for that coverage now because of more than $500 million a year of documented fraud, Tom.
So what is it about the way the current system is structured that invites so much fraud?
Well, there's no incentive to play by the rules. There's every incentive to cheat. There's no consequence for an injured party to do anything but claim the entire $10,000. So one could claim lost wages even if one wasn't really hurt. The industry is not well regulated, so as a result, we have this whole industry of fraud that's been created around the PIP because there's so little scrutiny to the accident claims that are coming in.
Well, the State House and the State Senate each have separate versions of a reform bill for the PIP program. And I want to ask you about the differences between the two. First, though, what is in the House bill? What does it do?
Well, what it does is it provides a level of regulatory scrutiny that's not here. It requires injured parties to claim their injury within 7 days. It limits the kinds of clinics and medical providers that can claim under the PIP program. And it requires that there be some documentation and that, in fact, doctors and providers can be requested to provide information under oath, which they don't have to do today.
Well, you know, given the reportedly staggering amount of fraud and alleged fraud, why isn't the insurance industry itself cracking down on this apparently rampant fraud?
They try as hard as they can, but they're limited by the way the PIP law is structured. That's why they want these new reforms, because the insurance companies are promoting the reforms.
How does the Senate's proposal differ from the one passed by the House?
Well, the Senate bill would not limit attorney's fees and costs. It doesn't include the limitations on lawsuits or the 72-hour window, so it doesn't provide the far-reaching reforms that are in the House bill. So, as an economist, I think the House bill is appropriate. But it doesn't go far enough, Tom.
So what would you recommend then?
A couple of things. We need to fix the incentive system. The House bill doesn't change the incentives. It provides more policemen to police the bad actors, but it doesn't change the fundamental incentive. What we need to do, I think, is first of all, raise the PIP limit to $50,000. That would cut down on more of the litigation, which was the whole point in the first place. We haven't increased the PIP limit since the law was passed more than 25 years ago. Second, we need to require the claimants to pay a little bit out of their own pockets. We should have a sliding scale so that perhaps an injured party would pay the first $100, and then they would pay the first 10% of the next $1,000. We need something so that the injured parties have to pay a little bit because that will make them economically responsible for their actions. If we don't do that, we don't fundamentally fix the incentives that are misplaced that cause us to overspend on this program.
Now, this issue of PIP fraud and reform has come up a number of times over the past few years, yet so far nothing seems to change very much. Do you think that this has a better chance this session? And if so, why?
It has a better chance this year because the governor and the leadership in the House and Senate are promoting these bills. It has a better chance because the fraud has become so rampant that the costs have risen so dramatically on the public that the public wants something to be done. So perhaps this year it will actually see some action, Tom.